Perth Live Sport with Brad Hardy. For Ross's Auctioneers and Valuers. Auctions weekly at 453 Orong Road, Welshpool. Visit auctions.com.au.
And off the top, Brad, tough day for the family. Our thoughts are certainly with you and your family.
Good on you, Wally. Much appreciated, my friend. Yeah, we laid the beautiful mother-in-law, Alice Fisher, to rest today, and mate, went terrifically well. Beautiful service, and she loves Tom Jones, and she loved Joe Cocker. So that was the that was the theme today, mate. So we had a lot of little photos from her infancy right through to the end, and yeah. Very good day. Thank you, sir.
No, good on you, Brad. It's a tough day, of course, but what a lovely celebration it sounds like indeed. Let's talk sport and more changes at Cricket Australia. Pat Howard to leave next week, the high performance manager.
Yeah, no surprises. I mean, this has been coming for a while. It's been an avalanche, really, since we the David Peaver situation just over a week ago, when we thought that there would be an announcement that perhaps he would go. He signalled 12 months. We knew, you and I in particular, knew that that wasn't going to happen, and it had to be a lot earlier than that. It was a cascade, really, and, yeah, not surprising. Look, I don't think it's over, though, because the fact, when you think about it, a lot of people came out today, and I don't want to put words in people's mouths, but Stuart McGill chose a very poor word there at one stage, you know, in regards to how he thought Pat Howard's time was at, you know, Cricket Australia. So there might be a little bit to come there, my friend, so we've got to be oh so careful in this world about the words that you use in regards to certain situations, because it can come back to haunt you.
Yeah,
so
certainly, Cam. Yeah, if you read Pat's Stuart McGill's comments, I think there'll be a few calls being made as we speak. Yeah. Now, Brad, have I seen a couple of telly channels are trying to claim an exclusive on a story that that we talked about a week ago?
And noise of the bejesus out of me, let me tell you. Yeah, yeah, one of the television channels over there tonight led their sports news with the fact that exclusive, that Carlton were looking to trade pick one for two picks from the Gold Coast. Well, no shite, Sherlock. I mean, like, fair dinkum. You know, well, you and I spoke about this over a week ago.
We did.
Yeah, and we did. And it is. And we said it was alive. It was on the cards. I asked you if you were, you know, Gold Coast's list manager, would you do that? And I think we both agree that, yeah, it's a great thing if you can get two really good players as opposed to one very good player, would you do it? So, yeah, that's the latest news over here in the draft on November 22, as we know, upcoming. I dare say there'll be a deal will be done between now and then regarding Carlton and the Gold Coast.
And talking of deals getting done, there's a few delays regarding the future of the Melbourne Storm skipper Cameron Smith. Is he going to play
well? Well, he's one of the greats, and this is in your wheelhouse, right? Mm. Because you love your rugby.
I do.
And your league and your, you know, rugby, super rugby. And he wants, there's no problem. There certainly is a contract on the table for Cameron Smith. He's a legend. He's going to be an immortal. Now, I'll put it to you, Ollie. If you are the head of the Northern Storm, Cameron Smith wants to play on. That's a guarantee next year. He wants 2 years.
No.
Now,
he's
do
35.
You pay him the 2 years, or do you say no? Let's just have the 1 year, Cam, and with all that taken into consideration, do you do it or do you not? Because whether he plays the second year is another question. But, yeah, that's what Cameron Smith, there was an announcement about 3 weeks ago that he actually signed, and he hasn't signed. Mm. But the reason he hasn't signed is he's looking for 2 years opposed to one. Do you do one or do you do two?
No, he does one, and I think the Storm should be pretty strong on that. He's 35 years old. He's been a brilliant player. As you say, being immortal, he wants to be the first footballer to ever play 400 games. I hope he gets there, but just reassess it at the end of next season, because it's a long 2 years is a long time, particularly at his age.
Well, you're probably right there, because as you can hear, that's the train carrying his cash away. Perfect timing.
Absolutely. And you got a little word on the street for us, Brad?
I have one of our favourite female tennis players. Is she expecting? Watch this space.
All right.
Coming up soon.
Little cryptic to end, Brad. We'll catch up tomorrow. Thank you, mate.
All the best, Ollie. Cheers, Bill.